I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Extraordinary rendition is a phrase that's become part of our post-9/11 lexicon. It involves high-value terrorism suspects vanishing into CIA black site prisons overseas. Now, a court case involving a billing dispute between two American aviation companies is revealing just how the rendition program worked. For one thing, the government relied on private companies to fly the detainees around, and we're finding out where those private jets touched down, places like Bucharest, Baku, Cairo, Djibouti, Islamabad, and Tripoli. John Radson is a former federal prosecutor and former assistant general counsel at the CIA. He now teaches at the William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says the new information fills in a lot of blanks.
The controversy about rendition is how many had been done under the Bush administration and the locations of where these people went to. And many of these countries, and we see some of those locations mentioned here, were countries that do not have a good record for protecting human rights, of treating their detainees fairly.
If the details involved reveal things about a secret government operation, how did this case between these two government contractors get to court in the first place?
It's a private lawsuit. There was a dispute about payments, so they file a lawsuit there in state court. What is more surprising to me is how this case could continue. I bet there is somebody in the director's office at the CIA today or yesterday asking the general counsel, how is it that we didn't close down this lawsuit? I saw from the reporting that the judge in the case was surprised. He was waiting for somebody to contact him from the government because the judge had a sense that they were putting information on the public record that perhaps the United States government did not want on the record.
Like what, for example?
The names of the contractors, the phone logs, the flight logs. This was a program that was operated largely in secrecy, removing suspected terrorists from points outside the United States to other points. The CIA went to these companies saying, we're going to protect your information, protect your personnel. And this is based on the public reporting. I'm not drawing on any of my experience.
Mm.
So the CIA is used to doing its operations in the shadows, and they, for legitimate reasons, and they err on the side of not revealing information.
One company in the case, DynCorp, is a government contractor that oversaw these rendition flights. Is there anything that they did that contravenes any law that you know of?
Not that I know of, and there continues to be a debate, and this story will push along that debate about whether the Convention Against Torture even applies to these transfers that are done outside the United States. We haven't heard from the Obama administration on that issue as a matter of law, but we know from them that as a matter of policy, they apply the standard of the Convention Against Torture, which is that if there are substantial grounds for believing that the person is going to be tortured in the receiving country, you're not allowed to transfer the person. So there's some talk that there may have been transfers that occurred under the Bush administration that violated that principle, but that principle is a matter of policy. There are still lawyers debating about whether that Convention Against Torture applies to these transfers that are going on outside of U.S. territory.
And will the details being revealed in this case now require the CIA to divulge what actually happened?
I don't believe so, but the CIA, every bit of information that's out there, whether it's official or not, it makes it more difficult for the CIA to protect the line. Whatever line they have now saying, we can't reveal anything because it's classified. So what we saw in some of the Guantanamo litigation, they were able to protect some information early on in the litigation, but as more information came out, it made it more difficult for them as a matter of law or just public relations to say, well, we need to keep all of this secret. I'll give you one example. Before September 2006, it was a huge secret that we had secret prisons. But on that day, President Bush decided to reveal that we had a secret prison program. So it was his decision at that point to say that we had a secret prison program. From that point on, it became more difficult to justify hiding any details. We don't know all the details about the secret sites, but we don't have a blanket assertion that the program is secret anymore.
John Radson, a former federal prosecutor and a former assistant general counsel of the CIA, he now teaches at the William Mitchell College of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota. John Radson, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.